Cancel. Councillors, I will advise everybody, meeting is being recorded and that local government meetings do not contain parliamentary privilege. So there's a challenge there. Okay, there's no apologies. We're all aware we're one councillor down there. Councillor Johnson has formally resigned from council and I have in the media acknowledged the service. Now, just in this forum, I'd like to acknowledge the service to council over the, well, what was 11 years? And particularly her passions for youth and the community.
Just very good.
Okay, declarations of interest. I'll take those as nil. Confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 19th of November. Someone like to move the acceptance of those. Councillor Mudford, Councillor Naden. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put those. All those in favour? Against, carried. Councillors, can we have a motion to move into closed session? Councillor Baker, Councillor Peard. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carried. Now, procedural motion to move out of closed. Councillor Baker, Councillor Naden. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carried. Move back into open. And the first one there is just the mayoral commitment. And that council meeting at the bottom is the 17th of December, not the 19th of November. I've just put the wrong date here. So I'll move that report be noted. So I'm moving that. All those in favour? Yes, Gary. The resignation of Councillor Johnson, which I discussed, touched on earlier, and the recommendation there that we seek the Minister's approval not to have a by-election and determine whether a councillor should be selected on the Economic Development and Disability Services Committees. Both of them are crying out for support, by the way, both committees.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move recommendation one and recommendation two that council support another councillor on those both of those committees, being the Economic Development and Disability Services Committee.
I'd like to find the councillor today, Councillor Walker.
One that can have the time about a dedication.
Yeah. Like on both those committees, have probably got three meetings in this term of council left. It's not life-threatening. Okay, Councillor Walker's moved that recommendation without nominating a councillor. Councillor Mockland seconded. I'll put that. All those in favour? Carried. Bulk LED street light upgrade.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, this is for just really as an update because there's been obviously been working on LED street lighting and cost savings for a number of years through the old AROC and now the JO and Central Energy has come to the party on this. Just earlier this week I had a further teleconference with Central Energy and there's some changes. The state government's come on board with some funding. And I quote, it was a further $3.13 million to go towards some street lighting initiatives. And so these will be LED street lighting with the option for smart meters. And smart meters are things where you can dim lights during a certain time to reduce the power usage even further. So it's just early days, but there is some timeframes around that, but they will be out to have a look at our light and determine what sort of wattage we require in our lights. So it's a pretty exciting thing, and it's going to be a substantial cost saving for the community. So really it's just there as a council to note that, that this is happening behind the scenes and it's something that's going to be substantial and it's something that we will need to consider in next year's budget.
Okay. The report be noted, that's moved by Councillor Mudford, seconded by Councillor Baker. There's no further discussion, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Hands carried. The National General Assembly of Local Government, which this council hasn't attended for many years.
It's just an option if the council has a particular burning interest that they want to submit a motion. The motions need to be completed by the 27th of March. And so as part of this report, we're asking if the councillors have given thought to and if they'd like to put forward any suitable motion. If not, be noted.
So the report be noted, no submission made.
One question, Mr. Mayor. I'm just wondering the legalities of charter rates on leased country, where if you lease off a private person and the person owns the property, pay the charter rates. You lease off the government and you're paying a lease plus the charter rates. I'm just wondering where that should be brought up somewhere. Right.
Well, that's probably the forum to raise it, Councillor Mudford. Well, would you just like to move that Council consider a submission in regard to the payment of rates
based on lease or license? Well, I know, the state, all the forests, conservation areas, they don't pay rates, but if you're leasing off a land, it's very hard to buy that land because it's just going on and on, and the fees are getting higher and higher. So, I'd like a motion that you look into
a submission and bring it forward at the February meeting.
Correct.
I'll move that.
Okay.
I'd like to second it.
That's moved by Councillor Mudford, seconded by Councillor Pearce. Now, Councillor Mudford, I'm going to leave that in your court to discuss with Mr. Elton.
Has to be medicine for that.
And also, we might have to make some sort of approach to Land Government New South Wales to get the.
You're right.
Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
It's fine.
Mr. Mayor,
are we on air?
We are.
Yeah. There's a blue light on there. I don't know what happened to the bottom one. The Inland Rail submission. Just for Council's information.
Yes, yeah, because I'm having Council of the submission.
I think there's 127 submissions made.
Just a question, Mr. Mayor. That submission would be made public on Council's website, would that be correct?
That is, yep.
Okay.
And all the submissions are available on the Inland Rail on that that inquiry website as well.
Yeah. You go to Senate inquiries.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there's probably about 8 local submissions.
Okay.
Right, I'll put that report be noted. Someone move that way. Councillor Walker, Councillor Pearce. I'll put that, all those in favour. Hands carried. The Narrabri gas project. There's been no movement on this day, as far as I'm aware. And that's just in response to a request from Mrs. Robinson.
And look, my recommendation there, Mr. Mayor, is that, subject to the release of the Independent Planning Commission's assessment, that Council determined the submission is made then, at that point. No, a bit more.
So that's the recommendation on page 16.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler, Councillor Naden. There's no further discussion. I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. The Drought Communities Program extension. These are the issues we workshopped earlier. with a recommendation there on page 18 that we advertise the program as we did last time, and we'll consider them at the March meeting. Moved by Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Baker. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The Black Dog Ride on the 15th of March 2020. And that is basically from a traffic committee or traffic management point of view from Mr. Cole. We know, just that we know this ride, and I'm sure the community will support it as the day comes closer. Thanks, Councillor Mudford, seconded Councillor Baker. I'll put all those in favour. Thanks, Terry. Committee meetings for adoption. Our councillors, as the Economic Development Committee of the 21st, the Tour Arena Management Committee of the 27th, and I would ask you now to go back to your attachments for the late report for the minutes from last week, which Economic Development Committee of the 11th of December. And the committee's recommendation there, 25-19, the council continue to provide management of the activities in the group, such as space be offered for startup businesses or existing or external businesses on a commercial basis for 9 months from March. The tenants be required to participate in the business development initiatives as they are offered. And this is where Carol Bergerac has been instrumental in supporting businesses in town. He felt it was necessary that startup businesses should be encouraged to participate in that. And I thought that the space of the Guild be made available for active events.
And just through you, Mrs. Mayor, if we could have consideration of a separate recommendation there regarding the submitting an application under the Building Better Regions Fund Community Stream. But for those events in McGill for 2020.
Okay. Righto. So, Councillor, we need to go back to the business paper then. I think if I've got this right.
Mr. Mayor, can I just ask now to clarify what dot point one means and what they're
giving me? How many expectations are with dot point one then?
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the expectations there would be, or the commitment there would be, that we provide a customer service role on site for the hours of operation of the guild. And they may, the idea would be based on what we did with the 12 days of Christmas, which was 5 hours a day and 3 hours a day on weekends. But they may well change as we go along those actual hours, depending on the busy times as we assess them as we go along. And there might be times when this, we assess that doesn't require opening, but certainly the idea would be there'd be a consistent customer service role there to ensure that the standards and the governance around the GIL are kept throughout 2020. In addition, what we're talking about there with associated supervision and financial support functions would be the off-site supervision of that by council staff through the marketing team, through the marketing manager, and the financial support would be by way of paying creditors, doing banking into council's accounts, those sorts of things. So handling the finances of the centre for that period, and processing payments. So that's the level that council would be becoming or committing to being involved in the centre. On the other side of things, in number two there, the conversion, commercial and confidence basis is around us actually collecting back what it cost us to run that centre for those 9 months from those involved.
So just on that, so how long do the committee want the councils to provide on-site customer service role for?
The 9 months is what we
March through to December.
As an additional position. As an additional position funded by those who are using the gill.
So on a cost neutral or cost recovery basis?
Yeah.
Correct.
So if we go to the recommendation there on page 27, that the minister adopted, noting that, you know, what's your words about the city of the region's funding?
Noting that an application will be lodged under the Building Better Regions Fund Round 4 for community stream funding towards the operations of the Gill for 2020.
So that could allay some of those costs for the businesses.
Potentially could be.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Are we all across the intent of that late, those late minutes on this? Someone like to move that way? Thanks, Councillor Moffat. Do I have a seconder? Please, councillors. Councillor Peard. I'll put that. All those in favour? It's carried. Committee meetings for notation, health and safety, interagency, and the local licensees. There's a recommendation there that those be noted. Are you moving that way, Councillor Pitt?
Yeah, right.
Thank you. And Councillor Mudford? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Right.
Yes, Terry. Reports for information and notation, state of the bank balance and investments, outstanding matters, development applications, and the application matrix there. And recommendation that those reports be noted on page 43. Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a second? Councillor Baker. I'll put that. All those in favour? Yes, carried. Category C, correspondence, Minister Newell Highway Task Force, and acknowledgement from Gill Public School for the Speech Day donation, and a recommendation that correspondence be noted. Councillor Walker, Councillor Maiden, I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carry. Well, thank you, councillors. It's been an interesting year. Our community has been challenged by the bear. I think we're all somewhat inspired by the way the community has shown resilience to it and is still battling on through the darn thing. So with that, I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and declare the meeting closed at 5:27. Thank you, councillors.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.